You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
We're moments away from pregame BYU and West Virginia tip-off in about an hour and 5 minutes, so let's not waste any time and get to our score predictions for a road battle for the Cougs. Let's bring in our producer, Nate Slack. Quick thoughts on the game and your prediction?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about it just because we've heard a little bit about Ali Khalifa not practicing this week, and it looks like reports are starting to surface that he didn't make the trip, so...
Hopefully, Greg Wrubell can confirm here momentarily.
Yes, I hope so. But hopefully he's able to go. If not, I think what Fu showed last week is he's looking a whole lot more healthy, so push the ball down to him. I think that'll bring down the score a little bit. I think BYU can still win just because of what Fu showed last week. We've kind of got flashes of what he's been the past couple of years. So I'm going to be a little more positive than what my brain is telling me. But I'll go BYU 78, West Virginia 72.
I'll go next. I don't think BYU wins this game. I still have some question marks about late game situations, and then you factor in the illness situation. Ali Khalifa, is he not been the most surprising standout player on the team this year? I did not believe that when he got brought in from the portal, he would have this kind of impact.
It was a tough debut, and he's had to work his way back into shape, but yeah, he's had a huge impact.
Huge impact. To not have him... Coach Pope called him the point guard when he's on the floor earlier in the week. So even though Dallin Hart is, Hall is the point guard, he says Khalifa runs the offense when he's in the game. If he's not there, that is a massive blow. And then let's also give some credit to West Virginia, who, as they have gotten players available, they're becoming better. And their stats between home and away, they're like two different teams. On the road, everything dips. At home, everything shoots up. It's a really hard situation to be in on the road against a good team when you are undermanned. I've got to go with West Virginia.
I'm feeling like Nate in this game, where my mind is, or my gut is telling me to pick West Virginia. But you know what? I'm going to say BYU pulls off something here and kind of gives us a real strong showing and pulls off a close win. 81-80. That's my prediction for BYU. I said my bold predictions, they're going to knock down a lot of threes. West Virginia is a team that feasts on the free throw line and mid-range shots. Raekwon Battle is a mid-range guy. So, but I say the Cougars get it done and get that victory and move to 4-4 in Big 12 play. They'll stay in Morgantown and then travel to Oklahoma on Tuesday. But big one today between BYU and West Virginia right here on KSL.
That'd be a huge win, Mitch, if they were to get that on the road, undermanned against a not a surging West Virginia team, but an improving West Virginia team. And to win in that fashion, a late-game win, I think would go a long way to help the Cougs as they get further into Big 12 play.
We will talk to you on Monday night, Cougar Nation, 6 to 7. So get ready, Cougar fans. We'll be taking your phone calls to talk more BYU and Big 12 basketball right here on KSL, your legacy home of the Cougars.